CIA and Saudi Arabia, the Bushes and the Bin Ladens? Did their connections cause America to turn a blind eye to terrorism?
There is a hidden agenda at the very highest levels of our government.
The sad thing here is that thousands of Americans had to die needless.
How can it be that the former president of the United States and the current president of the United States have business dealings with characters that need to be investigated?
In the 8 weeks since the attacks, over 1,000 suspects and potential witnesses have been detained. Yet days after the hijackers took off from Boston aiming for the Twin Towers, a special charter flight out of the same airport whisked 11 members of Osama bin Laden's family off to Saudi Arabia. That did not concern the White House. Their official line is the bin Ladens are above suspicion, apart from Osama, the black sheep, who they say hijacked the family name. That's fortunate for the Bush family and the Saudi royal household, whose links with the bin Ladens could otherwise prove embarrassing.
But Newsnight has obtained evidence that the FBI was on the trail of other members of the bin Laden family for links to terrorist organizations before and after September 11th. This document is marked secret.
Case ID 199I WF213589. 199 is FBI code for case type. 9 would be murder. 65 would be espionage. 199 means national security. WF indicates Washington field office special agents were investigating ABL because of its relationship with the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, WAMI, a suspected terrorist organization. ABL is Abdullah bin Laden, president and treasurer of WAMI.
Our version means that our sidewalks are just in short of you.
This is the sleepy Washington suburb of Falls Church, Virginia, where almost every home displays the stars and stripes. On this unremarkable street, at 3411 Silver Maple Place, we located the former home of Abdullah and another brother, Omar, also an FBI suspect. It's conveniently close to WAMI.
The World Assembly of Muslim Youth is in this building, in a little room in the basement, at 5613 Leesburg Pike. And here, just a couple blocks down the road at 5913 Leesburg, is where four of the hijackers that attacked New York and Washington are listed as having lived.
The U.S. Treasury has not frozen WAMI's assets, and when we talk to them, they insisted they are a charity. Yet, just weeks ago, Pakistan expelled WAMI operatives, and India claimed that WAMI was funding an organization linked to bombings in Kashmir. And the Philippines military has accused WAMI of funding Muslim insurgency. The FBI did look into WAMI, but for some reason, agents were pulled off the trail.
The FBI wanted to investigate these guys. This is not something that they didn't want to do. They wanted to. They weren't permitted to.
Yeah, the secret file fell into the hands of national security expert Joe Trento. The Washington spook tracker has been looking into the FBI's allegations about WAMI.
They've had connections to Osama bin Laden's people. They've had connections to Muslim cultural and financial aid groups that have terrorist connections. And they fit the pattern of groups that the Saudi royal family and Saudi community of princes, the 20,000 princes, have funded, who've engaged in terrorist activity. Now, do I know that WAMI has done anything that's illegal? No, I don't know that. Do I know that as far back as 1996, the FBI was very concerned about this organization? I do.
Newsnight has uncovered a long history of shadowy connections between the State Department, CIA, and the Saudis. Former head of the American Visa Bureau in Jeddah is Michael Springman.
In Saudi Arabia, I was repeatedly ordered by high-level State Department officials to issue visas to unqualified applicants. These were essentially people with no ties either to Saudi Arabia or to their home country. I complained bitterly at the time there. I returned to the United States. I complained to the State Department here, to the General Accounting Office, to the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and to the Inspector General's office. I was met with silence.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
By now, Bush Sr., once CIA director, was in the White House. Springman was shocked to find this wasn't visa fraud. Rather, state and CIA were playing the great game.
What I was protesting was, in reality, an effort to bring recruits, rounded up by Osama bin Laden, to the United States for terrorist training by the CIA. They would then be returned to Afghanistan to fight against the then Soviet Union.
The attack on the World Trade Center in 1993 did not shake the State Department's faith in the Saudis, nor did the attack on the American barracks at Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia 3 years later, in which 19 Americans died. FBI agents began to feel their investigation was being obstructed.
Would you be surprised to find out that FBI agents are a bit frustrated that they can't be looking into some Saudi connections?
I would never be surprised with that. They are cut off at the hip sometimes by supervisors who are given shots that are being called from Washington at the highest levels.
I showed lawyer Michael Wiles our FBI documents. One of the Khobar Towers bombers was represented by Wiles. He thought he had useful intelligence for the U.S. He also represents a Saudi diplomat who defected to the USA with 14,000 documents, which Wiles claims implicates Saudi citizens in financing terrorism and more. Wiles met with FBI men who told him they were not permitted to read all the documents. Nevertheless, he tried to give them to the agents.
Take these with you. We're not going to charge you for the copies. Keep them. Do something with them. Get some bad guys with them. They refused.
In the Hall of Mirrors, that is the U.S. intelligence community, Wiles, a former U.S. federal attorney, said the FBI field agents wanted the documents, but they were told to see no evil.
You see a difference between the rank-and-file counterintelligence agents who are regarded by some as the motor pool of the FBI who drive following diplomats, and the people who are getting the shots called at the highest levels of our government, who have a different agenda, if you would. It's unconscionable.
State wanted to keep the pro-American Saudi royal family in control of the world's biggest oil spigot, even at the price of turning a blind eye to any terrorist connection, so long as America was safe. In recent years, CIA operatives had other reasons for not exposing Saudi-backed suspects.
If you recruited somebody who's a member of a terrorist organization, who happens to make his way here to the United States, and even though if you're not in touch with that person anymore, but you've used him in the past, it would be very unseemly if he were to be arrested by the FBI and word got back that he had once been on the payroll of the CIA. What we're talking about is blowback. What we're talking about is embarrassing, career-destroying blowback for intelligence officials.
Does the Bush family also have to worry about political blowback? The younger Bush made his first million 20 years ago with an oil company partly funded by Salim bin Laden's chief U.S. representative. Young George also received fees as director of a subsidiary of Carlyle Corporation, a little-known private company which has, in just a few years of its founding, become one of America's biggest defense contractors. His father, Bush Sr., is also a paid advisor. And what became embarrassing was the revelation that the bin Ladens held a stake in Carlyle, sold just after September 11.
You have a key relationship between the Saudis and the former president of the United States, who happens to be the father of the current president of the United States. And you have all sorts of questions about where does policy begin and where does good business and good profits for the company, Carlyle, end?
I received a telephone call from a high-placed member of a U.S. intelligence agency. He tells me that while there have always been constraints on investigating Saudis, under George Bush, it's gotten much worse. After the elections, the agencies were told to back off investigating the bin Ladens and Saudi royals, and that angered agents. I am told that since September 11th, the policy has been reversed.
FBI headquarters told us they could not comment on our findings. A spokesman said there are lots of things that only the intelligence community knows and that no one else ought to know.